She has been on the show before. She has turned into a pal, which in my world is difficult just because of all the restraining orders. She's in the studio, Kalita. One name, it's all she needs, Kalita.com, or as Siri says, Kelita, I think is how it goes down. Juno-nominated recording artist, speaker, comedian. Sexist, isn't it? Comedian. Life coach. Kalita is a one-name, one-woman powerhouse. Ladies and gentlemen, I've had a lot of fun with this girl because she is a hilarious human being. And the comedy that comes out of you is weird. It's disturbing in some ways. Do you take medication at all?
No.
No.
No. I know. So what does that say?
I want to know, when this sort of bizarreness started and began in your life. Were you one of those kids that just wouldn't stop?
You know, I'm not an A-type personality. I'm not the kind of person that comes into the room and takes it over.
No.
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 But I started imitating people when I was like five. The first one I ever imitated was a little old woman, and I was five, and it made my mother laugh because my mother knew her and my grandmother laughed.
Oh, you were imitating a particular old woman.
Yes, yes. Right. Mm-hmm.
So you can imitate particular people, specific people.
Well, I'm not really good, like I'm not an impersonator, but I take the essence of that person and then embellish that and create my own character.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So if you were to imitate Tim, would you just come over and start pushing wrong buttons or like what would?
I don't know. I just think of Homer Simpson when I think of Tim.
I know. It's so hard to hate. It's really hard. He's one of the nicest guys because he's hard to hate.
Yeah. Yeah. We love you, Tim.
That's like a country line. You're hard to hate, baby.
Uh-oh.
I want to keep going with your bio, if you don't mind.
Okay,
it's
sure.
It's really well written.
Oh, thank you.
Versatile, multi-talented artist who ignites hearts in her audiences through music, storytelling, and humor. Whether she's on stage performing before a large audience, or working with people one-on-one in personal mentorship. I wish I could have used some of that.
Yeah, well, you still can.
No, that's okay. I'm not very teachable. Kalita's unique style and heartfelt emotions touch everyone she comes in contact with. She connects with audiences on a deeply emotional and spiritual level, born out of an early life of one misfortune after another, which is why she's such a big hit in the country music industry. Were you a big hit in the country music industry?
But I never shared my life then, so...
You know. No, but that's where the songwriting came from.
Well, the songwriting started before I was in country music. I didn't really...
No, what I'm saying is the songwriting came out of hurt. True story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, we did this one other time, so at the risk of boring your husband...
Okay.
Who's already...
Already there.
He's
already... Oh, dear.
Can you go? You remember that commercial I played for the office company, Bag Group? They hire people for you, and they
right. Okay.
Great.
Okay.
I want you to list through the insaneness of your life as quickly as you can.
Okay.
Oh wait, I'll do what I did with my kids when they were younger. I'll time you.
Okay.
Hold on. Okay. I am.
Okay.
By this
element. All right.
Hold on. And go.
Born and raised in southern Alberta, my father was a closet alcoholic who suffered severely from depression, and he committed suicide when I was 11. My mother had been having an affair with someone, and this did not help him, and she ended up marrying the person that she had the affair with, and shortly after that, she found out she had terminal breast cancer, and she passed away when I was 15. And 2 years after that, my brother Jimmy was found dead of a heroin overdose, and Jimmy was the person who molested me when I was a preschool girl. Then at the age of 18, I moved from Calgary to Toronto. I enrolled at York University. I met the man that I would marry, which would engage me in an abusive marriage of 10 years, a relationship of 13 years. I turned to sex, drugs, and alcohol and started climbing the country music ladder, all the while hiding behind many masks because this person that I was living with was very abusive. And so that continued for several years. And then I finally got out of the clutches of him when I was in an automobile accident, rolled the van into the ditch, came out of the ditch, and was saved in more ways than one. And then I met Gord, and we had a relationship. We got married. We had a son. And then a few years after that, Gord stepped outside of our marriage and had an affair with one of my very closest friends. And we patched everything up, worked through that, all of that. And then a few years after that, my sister was killed in an automobile accident. And then 5 years ago, one of my brothers was killed tragically in a drowning accident just after we moved to British Columbia. And I'm alive and living and here to tell it.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kalita, right there. Did you hear that? Holy jumping. By the way, that was 1 minute and 45 seconds.
Wow.
That was a lifetime of tyranny.
Yeah, there's a lot of holes to fill in, but you get the drift.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then why? Why still believe that there's a good creator in charge?
Well, I tell people this. You can either run towards God or run away from him. And for whatever reasons, my personality, my makeup, my faith of a child, because I do have the faith of a child. You know, I don't need a lot of logic to know that there's a God in my life because I've experienced the supernatural presence. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I call it the Holy Spirit, but I have experienced that. And I experienced it as a young girl just shortly after my dad died. That's when I was given the gift to be able to write songs. And I know that it was a gift. It wasn't because I was so, you know, some super gifted child. I wasn't. I mean, I'm emotionally intelligent, but on the other side of things, I'm a very right-brained person. Mm-hmm. And I was given this gift, and I've seen how it has helped heal so much in my life and then have been able to share that with others. And I see, you know, how it's encouraged and inspired other people. And so there's a supernatural realm that I have walked through, and I've seen God come alongside of me and help me and give me strength. Like, I remember when my sister died, I was devastated. She and I went through all of the stuff that I just mentioned together. She
was like your wingman in many ways.
She was 3 years younger than me, and I was very much the little mother a lot of the time. But, you know, we shared so much history together. And so when she died, it was the most devastating thing because our past, our roots, the thing that I always had, like she was just, there was always the two of us. And that was taken away from me. And I can't tell you, I thought I would lose my mind. I thought I would just, you know, go crazy. But the supernatural strength that I had during her passing and, you know, and moving through that, I couldn't explain it because it was like, I should be a mess. And I mean, of course I grieved and mourned, and I still do, but I just, yeah, for me, it's been a really solid and very authentic and real relationship with.
But enough already.
Okay.
No, not you.
Oh.
No. I meant with the garbage in your life. Enough. Come
yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah.
Enough.
Well, I know, but Drew, the more I share my story over the years, I hear other people's stories, and seriously,
what, they're worser?
Oh my gosh, yes. Crazy stuff, and you've heard them. I don't have to tell you that. You've heard horrendous stories.
Yeah, but yours is up there.
It's amazing what the human spirit is capable of coming through. Really, it is.
I'd like to talk about this CD, and then I'd like to.
Okay.
I'd like you to sing a little bit, please.
Sure.
With my radio voice happening right now. Mm. Kalita, everyone has a story. Segway.
Mm-hmm.
When was the last CD?
About 7 years ago.
What have you been doing?
Heart of a Woman. Well, we moved to BC.
So?
We moved to BC and took Gord's elderly mother with us. And that was,
oh, that, like that Chevy was, Chase vacation?
That was
she strapped to the roof?
That was a trip. No, we flew.
Okay.
That was Bernie.
Never mind.
Chevy Chase.
Yeah, Chevy Chase. Thanks.
Right.
Yeah, but what was Bernie's? Goes to camp or something? Or I don't know. Weekend at Bernie's, that's it.
I don't think I know that one.
Okay, good talk. Kalita.com is the website. This was produced and arranged by a French gentleman, Gordon Lemon.
Yeah, my husband.
Right. Good to see you again, Gordon. Can I tell you something awkward on air? I have tried to model my smile after yours.
I don't know what that means.
Yeah. It means you have this, you have like painful eyes and a smile at the same time. It's like you're wincing and smiling at the same time. And it's kind of a unique, cool, don't do it again. So,
and take that as you may.
Yeah, I know. See, look at it. Look at his face. Do you see it?
Smiling when he's working out.
Gord, yeah. Gord, what is this thing you have, this instrument that you have? What does it sound like? I'd like to know what it sounds like.
It's a bajo.
What? What is it? Let's see. What's it sound like?
Well, it can sound a few ways.
Yeah, what's it sound like?
Play something.
How long have you had this bass for? This Fender Jazz bass?
Live stream.
Since about 1999 or
right,
so.
Right, right. Can you play any TV theme songs?
Is there a copyright infringement on that?
Nobody listens to this show and cares.
Well.
Yeah, what do you play?
We can play.
Barney Miller? Oh, so good. It just gives me thrills and chills. I don't get out a lot, right? So when someone can slap the bass and play the Barney Miller, that's exciting to me.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do not get out.
No, I really don't. I really don't. And Kalita, tell me about these keys. Have you had these keys for a while?
No, we rented this keyboard.
Oh.
It's interesting because it turns itself off all the time, so I just turned it back on.
Whew. Right.
Yeah.
There's so many comments. So many comments right there. All right. What's that? I want to hear that, how that sounds. Basically, this is me doing a sound check before we start because I changed some levels.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did. Everything's really loud now.
Yeah. I like it. Very nice.
Right.
What song shall we do, kids?
Well, that's Everyone Has a Story.
You just played it? That was it?
That was the intro. That
well done. Intro. Okay. Folks, I want to encourage you to follow this lady. Go to her gig. She's got a couple coming up in this week.
Well, we're just about done the tour.
We're just
but
about done, yeah.
Yeah, so you've got something tonight in Sutton, Ontario, by golly.
Yeah, way up there.
And then something tomorrow in Gormley, Ontario.
Mm-hmm.
Those are up in my neck of the woods where I grew up.
They are.
All right, so we'll talk more about that later. Tell me about this song. Set it up, as they say.
This is a song, different verses, different stories. Everyone needs to be heard and loved and listened to and forgiven.
Beautiful.
And,
I love it.
And to forgive.
Live on the Drew Marshall Show, our very good friend, Kalita.
Lives a life, lies in shame. She feels brand new when she tells me that forgiveness is a reason. Everyone has a story, and everybody needs to hear the words, I'm sorry. Everybody needs to say the words, I'm sorry. Everybody needs to hear those words.
Kalita, live on the Drew Marshall Show. Sponsored by Gord Lemon. I don't know what to say. Like, I want to say something, but it's not going to sound like a compliment. So I don't know whether I should do this or not.
Okay.
What do you think?
I can take it.
You can handle it?
Yeah.
Okay. I wouldn't typically listen to your genre.
Yeah, I understand that.
But that killed me. That was so stinking beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Did that come out as a compliment? That was okay, right?
No, that's okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I have said worse things.
I don't expect everybody to love my music.
No, but so many people like you, and it's really irritating. Kalita. It's just ridiculous. Nobody says a thing about Gordon. Except Tim, who's been banished to the hallway. Kalita.
Yeah.
You moved to BC.
Yes, we did.
Why?
Well, I have family out there. I moved from the West when I was 18, so the family that I do have left, they reside in Alberta and BC. And
yeah.
You know what? I've been wanting to get out of the GTA. It's just crazy.
Yeah, a little crazy.
And Gord was going to be working with some people out there. And
yeah, so it all fell together.
Yeah, sort of.
Emphasis on fall. Gord, could I just talk to you for a moment?
Please do.
Certainly.
Gord, you're a musician in and of your own right.
And producer.
What do you have? What musical credits do you have? Can you name drop anything right now?
Oh.
And by the way, your hair is delightful.
Eyes, smile, hair.
Look at that.
Shoes are amazing.
Okay,
too.
Tim, there's no mic.
So.
please.
Where were we?
No, what's your musical background, man?
I just kind of, funny story. We were just talking about this yesterday.
Yes.
So, grew up in London, and when I was 6 or 7, a traveling accordion salesman came to the door.
How old are you?
Totally randomly, right? Yeah, ancient. And came in, and my mother invited him in, and he put this huge honking thing in my lap.
Yeah.
And the guy goes, "We'll try it out." And I'm like, "Well, I have no idea what I'm doing." And just push the keys down and the buttons on the other side. It made a noise. He goes, "Ma'am, your son's got real talent." And she goes, "He sure does. Sign him up." So I took accordion lessons for the next 5 years.
So you were bamboozled into the music industry at the very beginning.
Totally.
Yeah.
Totally. My parents couldn't play the radio.
That's how bad it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tim
will be using that for the next year.
And then got into trumpet in, elementary school and went to high school. And then actually went to college as a trumpet player, was farting around on bass.
Yeah.
Can I say that in this station?
Sure.
Okay.
There are plenty of other F words that are worser.
And when I was in the first college I went to, in my first year, one of the trumpet alumni came back and said, "Yeah, there's not a ton of trumpet work in Toronto, but it's great that you're taking bass as a secondary instrument." And I immediately switched it to my primary instrument.
And no regrets?
Well, I mean, since the music business has completely imploded on itself
since then.
I mean,
there's
what can you do?
Yeah.
But I ended up doing everything a working musician could do. I had a studio for about 25 years, wrote for TV, produced records, wrote some jingles, had a corporate entertainment group, and played around the Toronto, was in a guy in the Toronto scene for,
forever.
28 years or something.
Yeah. Have you ever heard of a band called Ghost Town?
Yeah, vaguely, yeah.
There was a guy with a puffy shirt that sang in it one time. He had a mullet.
Ponytail. Do not forget the ponytail.
That's Tim's old band, Ghost
yes,
Town.
I yeah. produced them.
That's why I brought it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you wanted me to name drop.
That's your name drop, Ghost Town?
Hey, there you go.
Can I say shoot a little higher? Can we do another song, kids? What are we doing?
Sure. This is another new one off the album, and this one I wrote. I mean, it's interesting because I've been, I say woman in it. It is. I wrote it because I am a woman, but I've had men come up to me on this tour and they asked for this particular song, and I think that's interesting. Huh. It's about taking care of ourselves and learning to love ourselves and give to ourselves as much as we give to those around us.
Nice.
Yeah.
Only you could write something like that, Kalita. Let me tell you. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Kalita.
Home to the little girl carrying her pain.
Such a pretty song. Really good stuff, man. You know, I heard Winona all over that song.
Oh.
Have you sent that to her? You need to send that to her.
No, do you
can you get on that, please?
Yeah, she accepts all mail, I heard.
Yeah.
I'll just send her I'll send her an email.
Okay, that'd be good. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a beautiful place they have just outside of Nashville near Leaper's Fork. Just an incredible.
They all
incredible
live on
place.
The same area.
Yeah, compound, yeah. Yeah. It is a compound.
Yeah. Have you been there?
Lee Sklar.
Oh yeah.
Who did I see that was using him as a bass player recently?
Phil Collins.
No, came to town at the King Edward Hotel. And you know, when you think of bass players, you don't think of bass players. You know what I mean? Like people, unless you're a bass player, people don't know bass players.
That's right.
Right?
Yep.
But people know stars. And Gord, you're married to a star.
Indeed.
How did you, I want to know the love story. How did you make your move? Because there's no question that I'm fawning over you because I know she's used to it. So I just want you to get a little bit of the sunlight. You know what I mean?
Appreciate that.
Yeah. How did you capture this one?
Okay, so I had done an overseas tour.
In like, Nam?
Yeah. it was with the Canadian Defense Department. And they send over entertainment groups to perform for all the Canadian UN troops, much like the Bob Hope USO show, only the Canadian version.
Right.
So I had done one, and then I got asked to do a second one, which it took me a millisecond to say yes to, because they're a month of traveling around, and you do only a few shows, and you get guided tours and five-star hotels and exotic, wonderful places, and you get to go places that the public doesn't go because you're with the military, and you get to fly in helicopters. And
are you going to talk about Kalita soon here, or what?
So,
jeez,
it's a setup. Come on. And so, I was hired as the bass player, and Kalita was one of the star singers that were hired. And after spending time in all these locations, and the crew of like 24 people, you know, get to know each other pretty good, and we just hit it off.
Yeah, it was scary.
But how did you make the first, like, when it came to, I don't know, even just the, like, who, is there a proposal story?
No.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, actually,
I was married.
Yeah. Yeah, that's unfortunate.
And I didn't actually make the first move, to tell you.
Kalita! You guys are a lot of fun. Let me tell you about this CD and get out of this story real quick. Kalita, everyone has a story.
We do.
There's another one.
The website is very simple, kalita.com, K-E-L-I-T-A, kalita.com. And there's a gig tonight, ladies and gentlemen, Sutton, Ontario. Where again in Sutton?
At the Knox United Church.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow night in Gormley, Ontario.
It's the Mother's Day service, so it's not tomorrow night. It's tomorrow. At 10:30.
Oh, at Heisey Hill, by golly.
Yes.
My dad knows those people well.
Oh.
Yeah, because I grew up in Richmond Hill, and a lot of the Heisey Hill gang, a lot of Mennonites apparently kind of hung out there.
Yeah.
And they would have the funeral at the Marshall Funeral Home.
Okay.
Yeah, just thought I'd...
So really, it is your hood.
Yeah, it is. They used to pay with maple syrup.
Oh.
I grew up drinking maple syrup.
Wow.
Does that explain a few things, Tim?
Like, that's why you're so sweet.
Anyway, the website again is Kalita, kalita.com. You are a pure lyricist.
Oh.
Well, it makes sense considering the garbage that you've gone through in your life. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like you can tell. This is a problem I had with New Country. All these people, these slickmeisters singing about hard work, when you knew darn well they hadn't done a lick of hard work in their life.
Right.
Right? They had manicured nails and they'd never thrown hay bales. Hey, turn that into a little lyric right there, kids. but you are a very pure lyricist. But I'm intrigued as to what you would describe as your career high, Kalita, and your career low.
Oh, wow.
I mean, being here on the show today is one of them.
One of the highs. That's so hard. You know, it's... Gosh.
I can give like, you the low.
Like one specific
opening for
time.
Did you ever open for Ghost Town?
No, we toured together.
You did? We did a little bit, yeah. I from my country music days, one of the highest, the largest crowd, indoor crowd I ever performed for was at Maple Leaf Gardens, and I opened for Waylon Jennings and George Jones.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That is howdy doody time.
Yeah, that was cool.
Man, Maple Leaf Gardens.
But you feel so weird. I mean, it's such a huge stage. I felt I was miles away from my band, and that it was just a sea of darkness. So yeah. It wasn't exactly enjoyable.
No.
But it was just cool that Maple Leaf Gardens, here I was with these two huge country music icons.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
A little hard to break down the fourth wall in that setup, though,
yeah.
isn't it?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, like, there were 22,000 people, I think, or I don't know how many holds, but it was packed.
That's amazing.
And the lows?
Yeah.
I mean, this is something that I've struggled with for a long time, and it just continues. I'm just being really vulnerable here and honest with you, but I know that I have a lot of gifts, a lot of talent to be able to sing and write and perform, and I'm a good performer on stage.
Yeah.
But I've never had the break. I've never had the hit that's going to take me to that place that no matter where I am now, at least, you know, people will come and see me because I've got that one hit song.
Yeah, you've never had the She's So High moment.
No, I never have. Yeah. So, you know, that's
But maybe after this show.
He is an optimist, isn't he?
Yeah.
Hey? Well, Gord and Kalita are going to do one more little ditty. Wait, can you do this?
We do ditties?
There's a Scottish comedian named Danny Boy, and he does this bit where people are like, they're trying to figure out his accent. Are you Irish? No, I'm not Irish. I'm Scottish. Well, what's the difference? He says, well, Scottish is like this. Right, who are you? Nice to see you. And then he comes out and he says, and Irish is like this. Diddly-dee potato. Anyway, can you do another little funny little bass thing? Just because I like the bass. I just really like the bass. Gord, why do you choke when people put you on the spot like that? Now she's whispering in his ear. What
she
are we
wants
doing?
Me to go. Oh.
Anybody know what that TV show's from?
Seinfeld.
I know.
Oh,
so.
Thanks.
Thanks, tips.
You cracked the code. Right there.
Oh, it's tough living with him. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Hey.
Yeah, I put up with a lot.
Have you done the Enneagram, you guys?
Years ago, we did it.
What are you?
The Enneagram. Oh, I don't know. It was so long ago. No, it was a long time ago.
So interesting. Enneagram. E-N-N-E-A. Latin for nine.
We did it. Well, maybe I did it.
Yeah. I'd be so, because you guys have interesting dynamics. You really, really do. Yeah. Yeah.
It's amazing that we toured, that we worked together.
I know. I know. Without killing each other.
Yeah, no, we are good. We're both pretty chill people. Like, if we were.
Yeah, but you're both passive aggressive.
What do you mean?
No. Bloody way.
What song are we doing? Take us out.
This is the song. This was my big hit song. This was it. It just didn't quite make it.
Right.
But it's my biggest song and the one that I'm most known for. And my signature song is called The Strong One.
Beautiful.
Right.
Live in the Drew Marshall Show, Kalita.
Ever since I was a young girl, I've been strong for everybody else. Now that I'm a little older, I think it's time I let myself cry. When I need to and be shy, if I want to, don't have to keep a smile upon my face. I don't wanna be the strong one.
another pretty song. Well done, guys. Really, what a pleasure to have you.
Thanks, Drew.
You know, I just know you as humans, not musicians, and you're pretty good at both. That's a compliment.
Thanks, Drew. Thanks for having us here.
I don't know if you got that or not, but it's a compliment. The CD, newly released, pretty newly, Kalita, Everyone Has a Story. And you can certainly go to kalita.com and buy it. Support her. Not support her. That just sounds like pathetic. Like, if dig her music. Buy the stuff. Go to her gigs because you like it. I don't. It's that I got a little tinge there about the whole, just support. I don't get that. These guys are so good. You really are. And you're actually nice.
Actually.
I know. I'm not good with compliments. I don't know if you picked up on that or not. No. I once said to someone, wow, you didn't eat near as much as I thought you would. You know, didn't go over that well for me. All right. We're going out with some track. Do we know which one it is?
Yeah, remember how I cut you off last time? Let's get the next track set up.
This is called Something's Got a Hold of Me.
That's Tim. That's Tim in my life, baby, right there. We'll be right back with Candace Cameron Bure very shortly. Stay with us.
Deep down in my soul, something's got a hold of me. Deep down in my soul, something's got a hold of me. Deep down in my soul, something's got a hold. I'm never gonna let it go.